it happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. And things are a little discombobled this morning. I'm sitting in Steve's chair. Great friend of the show, Scott Carroll, is filling in my chair. Scott, you have seen him on the website with some insightful comments. Well, with some comments on the website.
Come on, be nice.
But he's come in and to help us out to fill the seat. Steve is out serving probate. Oh, wait, I wasn't supposed to say he's serving probation. I forgot. No, he's on vacation with his family. I don't know where he's at, actually.
I thought I saw him last night at the movies, but it might not have been him.
But anyways, what a great race in Chicago if you're a Kyle Busch fan.
Yeah, if you're a Kyle Busch fan, that was a great race. I'm from Chicago, so I get the inside view on how NASCAR is being taken up in the north. We're slowly embracing it. We're slowly getting this NASCAR thing, but it's been fun to have the big boys come to the Windy City.
I'll tell you, the biggest boy of them all was Kyle Busch picking up his seventh win of the season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the results and see where your favorite driver finished in the LifeLock.com 400 on Saturday night.
As we mentioned, Kyle Busch came in first place. Jimmy Johnson with a second-place finish. Kevin Harvick finishing third. Greg Biffle fourth and Tony Stewart fifth. Brian Vickers with a great run finishing sixth. Matt Kenseth seventh. David Reagan number eight. Martin Truex Jr. with a ninth-place finish. And Ryan Newman finished out the top 10.
Jeff Gordon was 11th. Elliott Sadler 12th. A.J. Allmendinger 13th. David Rudiman, 14th. Casey Kane, 15th. Dale Earnhardt Jr., 16th. One of his rare finishes outside the top 10. Mark Martin, 17th. Juan Montoya, 18th. 19th was Jeff Burton. 20th, Scott Riggs.
Jamie McMurray came in 21st. Clint Bowyer, 22nd. Dave Blaney, 23rd. With J.J. Yaley finishing 24th. Robbie Gordon with a 25th place finish. Paul Menard, 26th. Jason Leffler, 27th. Kurt Busch, 28th. 29th went to Bobby Labonte, and 30th went to Patrick Carpentier.
Reed Sorensen, 31st. Carl Edwards, 32nd. 33rd was Casey Mears. 34th, Regan Smith. 35th, Bill Elliott. Michael Waltrip, 36th. Sam Hornish, Jr., 37th. Terry Labonte, 38th. Joe Nemechek, 39th. 40th was Denny Hamlin. 41st, Travis Quappel. 42nd, David Gilliland, who blew up a motor. Michael McDowell was 43rd. And that's where your drivers finished in the LifeLock 400.com at Chicagoland Speedway, which is almost a myth because Chicagoland Speedway is about, what, 60 miles from Chicago?
Yeah, it's down in Joliet. Yeah, it's one of them southwest suburbs. So we still call all those little cats Chicago, too.
Well, like I said in the headlines, what more can be said about Kyle Busch? This guy is just on fire every week for 2 weeks now. Kyle Busch in victory lane, Kyle Busch in victory lane. You know, he gets out of the car, stands on the edge, bows to the crowd, they boo, but I'm starting to hear more cheers than I have heard boos.
Yeah, I saw a lot more cheers the other night after the Sprint Cup race. There was a few boos after the Nationwide race. I think the minor league boys are getting a little tired of Kyle coming down and beating up on them, but yeah, there's a lot more cheers coming for that kid. I tell you what, he's on the verge of one of the historic seasons in NASCAR racing. If you look at what he's done this year, the victories in both the touring series, or actually all three touring series, he's got 14 wins, Sam. That he's already tied for the most wins in the history of the three national touring series with Kevin Harvick from just a few years ago, and we got a half a season to go.
It's just unbelievable that this... It's like something magical happened when he left Hendrick Motorsports and he's come out of this shell and put on a Superman suit and nobody can touch him. I don't know if it's the fact that he left Hendrick where I don't think he was entirely happy, and he's gotten to Joe Gibbs where they're used to kind of dealing with rebels with, you know, Tony Stewart, who was a rebel all these years. You know, Coach Gibbs knows how to handle high-profile personalities and how to handle egos. He's a master at that, and I think maybe that is what has caused this, I don't want to say resurgence, but I think this is what has caused Kyle Busch to step up his game.
Yeah, it certainly has. He's even being the number two, the car over there at Gibbs Racing, nobody would have ever expected the number two guy to jump head and shoulders above Tony Stewart this year. And
Tony
kinda
who?
Kind of leave Tony in the dust. And Tony's going, man, I just want one victory. Kyle's running around with seven, and it's hard to explain, but it certainly has been a really interesting twist of fate here in NASCAR this year.
Of course, it was really close. Kyle Busch almost didn't have his seventh victory. Jimmy Johnson led them down to the final restart there on a late restart. And, man, Kyle Busch anticipated that start and got by Johnson. And Johnson just said after the race, totally my fault. Nobody else to blame. I should have won that race. I should have let Kyle Busch get by me. But looking down through the standings here, some great guys, and you mentioned when you read this, Brian Vickers finishing sixth. This Red Bull team of Brian Vickers is my pick as a dark horse to make it into the chase. They have done an exceptional job this season of stepping up their program, and I think he continues to run around the top 10. Last week he didn't have such a great run, but a sixth this week. I think that this is going to be another Toyota team to be reckoned with.
I agree, and Brian's teammate, A.J. Allmendinger, came in with a super impressive finish. I think he finished 13th in Chicagoland. This was his first week with his new crew chief. You never know if that's really the thing that makes a difference. Most of that work was done before Jimmy Elledge ever came on board, but it's really exciting, I'm sure, for A.J. To get that type of a finish at a speedway like Chicagoland, one that he's never necessarily had any success or really a lot of experience on that particular track. But for the Red Bull team to have both of their cars placed in the top 13, that's huge for Red Bull, but it's huge for Toyota as well. Now they've got Gibbs Racing Toyota's doing really well. They've got Red Bull kind of picking up the slack a little bit. Maybe, who knows, you know, it could be an anomaly, but it'd be nice to see that Red Bull team with all the sponsorship and all the dollars that have been behind them. Be nice to see them kind of pull their weight as well.
And it's interesting to see the diversity of the Toyota teams. You have Gibbs Racing, which is the class of the field in Toyotas, and then Red Bull's kind of coming into this second place area. But then there's a huge, huge gulf between Red Bull and the other Toyota teams, and it's the same Toyota teams that had trouble last season.
Yeah, you're right. Dave Blaney has had a nice season off and on here. He's had a few good runs, but you're right, he hasn't been consistent like I'm sure Toyota's looking for.
Matt Kenseth, another guy who's making his move towards the chase. He's in the chase. He came from 22nd a few weeks ago. He is on a bullet, and this is the one kid. We'll talk about this when we get back, but this is the one guy who I think may have something for Kyle Busch. When we get back, we'll hear from the top finishers of the race last weekend and more about the news in NASCAR when we come back on the Race Report right after this.